Hey, this is Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast.
Let's talk about changing your default setting from poverty consciousness to prosperity consciousness, from negative to positive, from expecting the worst to happen to expecting the best to happen. Hey guys, Randy here, and it's time again for one of our little intimate, just you and me chatting together about prosperity. And I think really the point of this is I really want to give you the framework to know whether you need to do this. I think 80% of making positive changes in our life is when we recognize that we need to do that, when we come out of delusion and denial and we live in reality and truth, when we're able to have the self-awareness to go up to a higher altitude, look down on ourselves and our life and be as objective as we can about it. Because most people, if you tell them they think negative, they just deny it. If you suggest that they might be manifesting things that are happening that they say they don't want, they intuitively, instinctively deny it. I'll give you some ideas. It's only a few minutes, but I think it's worth it to really think about these things and can really give a breakthrough for some of you. What's your default setting? Somebody invites you to dinner or the movie, you know, down in the gas lamp village in San Diego or in South Beach here in Miami. Is your default setting, yeah, but where will we find parking? There's a clue. If somebody comes to you with an investment, is your default setting, well, what if I lose money? Is your default setting, what if this won't work? Is your default setting, well, if this was such a good thing, everybody would know about it. How come it would come to me? There's a lesson there. You get offered a business opportunity, something that you could start as a business. Is your default setting listing all of the possible ways that it won't work? Because one of the things I've discovered in business and life is that if you wait to account for every possible obstacle, to solve every possible problem that will come up, to find every possible way that it might not work, and you've got to find a solution before you begin, you will never accomplish anything. What's your default setting when you go on a first date with someone? If you're looking for your significant other, you know, do you rule them out right away the first date? Oh, they're a cat person, they're out. Oh, they're not a cat person, they're out. Oh, they have this habit, they're out. Oh, they don't have this habit, they're out. There's a lesson there. You get money. For whatever reason, you come into a nice little nest egg of money. Is your first default setting instant gratification? Or would you do something that would leverage and provide better for the future? In your regular spending, you know, the money that you have, the disposable income you have, how much of it do you put in education versus how much do you put into entertainment? In my experience, wealthy people invest a lot in education, which doesn't necessarily mean going to Harvard. I mean, they just invest in self-development, personal growth. They go to seminars, they buy books, they listen to podcasts, they do things to grow their mind, body, and soul. And broke people fixate on entertainment. That's why the average person is spending 26 hours a month now on TikTok. and 18 hours a month on Facebook and 6 or 7 hours a month on Instagram and 827 million hours a month on Netflix and Hulu and, you know, the other stuff. They're desperately looking for any kind of distraction so they don't have to think of their life of quiet desperation. You want to be wealthy, just help people who are bored as hell with their life and give them a distraction, right? But if you really want to be wealthy, you know, be the doctor to yourself. So those are the things, just, and that's, you know, whatever, 8 or 9 of them, whatever I can throw off in a hot New York minute. So look at those, think about how did you answer the question? And I think you, I don't need an answer key for you on this. I didn't need to provide one. You know, of the two possible reactions to each of these situations I brought up, you know which one is the prosperous one, which one is the poverty consciousness one. So be honest, grade yourself, and then you know, do you need to change your default setting? And if you do, if you're watching this on YouTube, I got 500 shows here and at least 389 of them are devoted to ways that you can increase your prosperity consciousness. If you're listening on the podcast, maybe I only have 300 shows or whatever the number is, but again, 75 or 85% of them are devoted to topics that will help you increase your prosperity consciousness. The default setting you have when you're presented with an opportunity and you need to make a positive choice and you have the option to make a positive choice or a negative choice. I purposely, mindfully did not do your homework for you. I didn't say, okay, watch show number 7 and 22 and 46. Okay, if for this really to work for you, you've got to take the initiative to say, okay, I recognize this issue. I'm going to work on it. And you can just look at the menu of those shows and you'll know the ones that you should look at. Do me a favor, like and share and rate. And until next time, go out and have an amazing day. Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube. Let people know what you think of the Power of Prosperity Podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture so we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.